Arlene, one of the things I know you write a lot about parenting and about, you know, training up our kids in the way that God would have them go. And you also believe in educating our children about some of the relevant issues in our culture. One of the ways you've been doing that is through Dennis Prager's video series called Prager University. Now, for our Faith Radio listeners who aren't familiar with Dennis Prager or Prager University, can you fill them in?
Yeah. Dennis Prager is a conservative talk show host. He is very reasonable, excellent, so easy to listen to, and very understandable. So my children, who are 7, 9, and 12, can understand him. Like, they are getting these big issues. And my kids are being educated in public school in Southern California, so we've got to kind of balance that out a little bit. So we are so grateful for Prager University, which is his new, you know, just in the past few years, video platform where they do short videos with big ideas, and their motto is something like teaching what isn't taught, because these things are not taught in school anymore. And they're 5-minute videos that are just animated by graphics, so they're just like blue and white stick figures that, you know, it's very clever, but it's just stick figure animation and a live person narrating. And so my children watch these videos, and they've learned so many different things from it.
It's funny, we had a guest on recently who's an expert on the Electoral College, and she has a couple of Prager University videos on that. So if your kids want to learn if you want to learn how the Electoral College works through stick figures, in fact, I'd encourage folks to go there today.
And it's so good for adults. And actually, I think my son has watched that Electoral College. The joke is, my son's 12, and they're like, what are you doing on the computer? I'm watching another Prager University. And you're like, okay, that's cool. you can do that. I kind of cap it off at 2, so it'd be 10 minutes. Where my husband's kind of like, let him watch as much Prager University.
Well, how cool, though, that they're seeing that as a reward, something positive.
Yeah.
And they actually get excited about watching these very important, learning about these very important concepts.
Yeah, it's very true. They have they have things on history, on economics, on life studies, on religion. And so all different topics that are very important. They have an amazing series on the Ten Commandments, one video for each commandment. And then one of my daughter's favorite, you know, she probably started watching it when she was 8 or 9, and it's about the progressive income tax, which of course you think would be a real honor for an 8 or 9-year-old, but they call it The Tale of Three Brothers, and it's Tom, Dick, and Harry class, and they make it like a story, and she loves it, you know. So it's very clever, and it's really very ingenious to get adults to understand the ideas through these very simple methods, but that are so truthful filled that we don't really hear about in the news.
Now, I've had a chance to meet Dennis Prager. Dennis is a conservative Jew. He's not an evangelical Christian, but as you said, he's certainly very friendly to evangelical Christianity, and often defends Christians when they are being persecuted in some way for their faith, and talks about those issues on his radio program. There has been a bit of controversy involving Prager University and YouTube. Tell us what's been going on, Arlene.
Well, it's pretty crazy because YouTube is supposed to be this free platform for free speech, and people can go on there and say what they want to say. And so this is what's scary, and this is why the election is so important, because YouTube took some of Dennis Prager's videos and they marked them and they put them under the restriction mode. They listed 18 Prager University videos as under that restriction mode, so that a parent who would filter their computer from objectionable content, you know, adult stuff, sexual stuff, etc., they would not get these videos. And when I tell you what they're titled, you'll be like, what? Because again, stick figures, right? Talking head, 5 minutes. So these are a few of the videos that YouTube has flagged as objectionable. Are the police racist? Israel, the world's most moral army. Radical Islam, the most dangerous ideology. The most important question about abortion. What is the university diversity scam? Why do people become Islamic extremists? So these, right, so what is so amazing about this is that here's YouTube. You know, when you were a kid, you could say, like, well, this is a free country, I can say what I want to say. Here's YouTube saying, no, you can't say what you want to say if it doesn't cater to what the left is trying to teach children and to teach our society. So what was really funny is we're talking about this with our kids, and there's one video that I had told Ethan when he was like 10. I was like, I'd rather you not watch that right now. And it was called Sex and the Power of the Visual. And it was about how a person's brain is wired, et cetera. And again, stick figures. But that is not on the list objectionable videos, as the title is Sex and the Power of the Visual. That one's okay, but you cannot watch Did Bush Lie About Iraq?
Oh, so these are objectionable.
That might be too adult.
These are considered objectionable content by YouTube. Just stunning to me. You know, given what we talked about earlier, you know, your family immigrating here from a country that has had a very repressive government in the past and very little freedom of speech, how do you react to YouTube censoring Dennis Prager?
You know, I think it shows you this far reach of how powerful the left has become in all these key places to be able to kind of guide what we see in the media, guide what we see on television, guide what we see now on YouTube. You know, and you've heard things like that on Facebook. I've heard of things where conservatives put things up and then all of a sudden they found it taken down. I've heard stories like that. And so you wonder, my goodness, you know, this is supposed to be, you know, YouTube will say, we don't censor anybody. But you look at this and you say, well, obviously you do. They say our algorithms take into consideration what the intent of the video is. You can look up any of these videos, and my 7-year-old, she might not be thrilled or like so interested about why don't feminists fight for Muslim women. She might not be enthralled by that, but she's not going to be afraid. That's not adult content that's not appropriate for her. And I always laugh because she's watched Little House on the Prairie and she's run out of the room because she's afraid of what Pa's going to do with the gun with the little rabbit. You know, so she's run out of the room for Little House on the Prairie. She's never run out of the room for a Prager University video.
Gosh.
So you see the how idiotic it is to say, like, well, this is educational, but it's not the education we want children to have. So we're going to place it that this is objectionable. We're trying to protect the children.
Well,
it's just terrible.
There is a petition out that Dennis Prager has put out if you want to sign that petition to put some pressure on YouTube to change this policy.
Yeah.
Arlene Pelicane, thanks so much for your time. Arlene's website, arlenepelicane.com. Have a great day, Arlene. Get out and vote.
Thanks so much.
All right, take care.